This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? I just saw this video of, do you know when they throw the bouquet at a wedding?
Yeah.
And so this girl was throwing the bouquet and all her bridesmaids were there. But then it turned into a thing. She pretended she was going to throw it and then she stopped. And then she turns and like walks around and gives the bouquet to one of her bridesmaids. And then the bridesmaid's boyfriend is there to propose to the bridesmaid.
Oh, so it's all a fix.
It's all a fix. She got engaged at her best friend's wedding.
Wow.
What?
Not great. No, actually, the two stories there that came to mind belong to one wedding. My friend Ursula got married a couple of years ago and I caught the bouquet and I actually wasn't trying, yeah. I swear.
That's always nice.
But sadly, at her wedding, like an extended family member got engaged.
I find that so rude.
Out the front, like during the reception.
Sorry, what the fuck?
You can't do that. And the same woman, I believe, open to correction on this, Urse, if you're listening, the same woman was wearing white.
No.
It was all planned.
No, you're not allowed.
So the family member that got engaged could celebrate with all of his family that was there. It was shocking. I could not believe it. The neck of people.
That's the biggest no-go, I think, ever.
It's shocking.
Get engaged, wear white.
Oh, bit of
both. Bit of column A, bit of column
yeah,
B.
Yeah, because like getting engaged at a wedding is basically I am hijacking your special day to make this the day of
me.
My
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
But then the wearing white at the wedding is like, that's just
the faux pas.
I'd actually say wearing white is above the engagement.
Some people choose like white for their bridesmaid dresses.
Yeah,
just to be like, I'm that bitch. No one's gonna stage me, even if they are wearing white. You guys can all wear white to my wedding if you want.
Oh, I'd never dare.
Kind of cute. You all wear like a matching tuxedo.
I mentioned my friend Ursula there, like one of my longest running friends. And Callum's probably going, wait, now what? Because I would have told you and Dave over the last while that I felt Ursula was disappeared on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Ursula got married a couple of years ago. She's lived abroad like since school, more or less.
Yeah.
It was the big thing on the show. It was the wedding that we hijacked.
Emma had to get the lines into the wedding speech.
So I was thinking maybe that bloody speech is what made her be done with
God.
Me.
Oh, God.
So I was in touch with her last summer trying to organise, like just trying to figure out when she was home for the summer. We were over and back a bit. And then I kind of looked back at the messages and I was like, geez, I've texted her like 3 times in a row. Like when I moved from Dublin to Waterford, she was my first friend in school, right? So we had a great childhood together and great teenage life together and blah, blah, as much as we could see each other in adulthood as well.
When the gap is there, when someone does go away, it can be
hard,
tricky to keep that up. Like I've noticed my friendships kind of drift a little bit to back home just because it's like...
You're good though. Like your pals come over to visit. You do go home a bit and stuff as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to work to maintain them for sure.
Totally. But I noticed then last summer, I was about to text her again being like, any dates booked in, and I realised I texted her 3 times with no reply and I was like, oh shit, when do you have to kind of maybe accept that she doesn't want to talk to you?
That's,
you know,
very hard.
So I kind of took a step back and I left it off, and when I was away there in Italy with Jack, we were a bit tipsy one afternoon and we were just chatting about growing up and stuff, and I was talking about Ursula and he was like, why don't you just text her? And I was like, sure, I can't, like I was on to her loads last year. She must have an issue or whatever, she doesn't want to talk to me, I can't, whatever. He's like, just drop her text, right?
Yeah.
So I got no reply the next day, no reply the following day, to the point where I had to delete the conversation because I couldn't look.
Oh,
yeah,
no. I can imagine poor Emma there as well.
Yeah.
She'd be like, first of all, you'd have the anxiety of what did you text after being a...
In fairness, it was nothing. There was nothing bad in it. It was very like, hey, girl.
But it's like you lose your inhibitions a little bit when you had a few. You're like, I'll do it. No one cares.
So then a few days later, I get a message. Emma, I'm so sorry. I genuinely thought you weren't talking to me anymore. Crying face. So then I was so stubborn I didn't want to reach out. Holy shit, I miss you.
But it was you who were doing all the texting.
We need to have a good FaceTime about this. I was talking to my sister. She was like, don't even fucking dwell on it. It's just a huge miscommunication.
Yeah.
You don't know what was going on in her world. But like, we're due. She's on holidays now. We're due a big FaceTime
weekend.
That's so good. Do you think she could have like got upset, felt she wasn't hearing from you, archived your WhatsApp conversation, but then you were WhatsApp. Like, how did she not get your messages?
I have no idea. They delivered. They were read. I don't know.
Blame the Portuguese network.
It's always
Telefonica.
The Portuguese. They're up to all sorts.
But isn't it so funny? Like, we lost like 2 years there.
Yeah.
from just.
But I'm sure it sounds like the kind of friendship where like it'll be like no time as possible.
Oh yeah, she'd get off the bus in town there. You know, if she was coming home for the weekend,
Emma will be off to Portugal in the summer. Then
we love it.
That's what I was saying to Jack. I was like, "Fuck's sake!" I had it sorted because I was like, "If I have a bridesmaid party, I know who they are." And I was like, "Well, Ursa's out; she doesn't talk to me anymore." Now she's back in. I'm like, "For fuck's sake!"
An extra dress.
Don't even have a ring on it.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
I like when it's just
gone. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go. Welcome. Hello.
How are you getting on? Happy Wednesday.
We're at Wednesday now. Yeah, actually,
it's hump day.
Had that little moment there getting into the car this morning. I was like, it was like a very David Hammond coded of me. Although I didn't say it in the radio, I said it to myself getting into the car. What are we at?
Yeah.
Wednesday?
Wednesday? What day are we at? Okay.
Lads, someone among us is waking up a quarter of a billion richer
insane.
This morning.
None of us in this room, just by the way, just because the way you said among us indicated.
Someone in Ireland won the Euro Millions, and I have to be honest with you, I'm not even the slightest bit happy for them.
No.
That's the Irish in us.
Ah, no. God. But like, what is 250 million?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, do you know when the weather gets above 25 degrees in Ireland? You're like, that's actually too much money. That's actually sick. Like, I'm smothering. It's too much.
Yeah, would you vomit yourself if you won it?
I'd have to vomit. That would be my immediate reaction. Just projectile.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, because if you won like 25 mil, right?
That's grand.
I'd probably have a little vom. Just with the shock of it all.
A quick vom. Just a quick vom.
Just a little.
For the girls. Yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
But 250 million.
That's Exorcist-style vomit for the whole rest of the day.
You literally must go and leave and go to a much smaller island.
Yeah,
you couldn't be around
too.
It would plague you a little bit.
No.
That much money.
I wonder where the person is. Small town, big city.
I'd love it to be someone in like rural Kerry or something.
Mm.
Not someone from Ballsbridge. I swear to God, if it's someone from Ballsbridge.
Oh, if you're in Ballsbridge doing the lotto, you need to have a serious sit down with yourself.
Thank you very much. Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin, and we told you yesterday we want to send you to one of the biggest gigs of the summer happening in the Aviva on Friday week. We're talking about Dua Lipa, and if you want your chance at winning not one, not two, but three, but four tickets to go see her, head to our website spin1038.com and enter that way.
Very, very nice. In other gig news, Charlie obviously took on Malahide Castle last night. You were saying you're not too bad with the FOMO.
No, the stories looked really fun. I didn't devour that album like other people did.
Yes.
It would have been songs I didn't know apart from the obvious big ones from the album. So didn't have that much FOMO, but I was like, geez, I can't wait for a big summer gig.
Yeah. I think it, even if you weren't a fan, the weather and just everyone like sitting on the ground in Malahide Castle.
And the outfits and everything just looked like old crack.
The outfits were insane. I remember when the tickets went on sale for that gig and I was like, I think I'd get really scared halfway through and be like, oh my God, I'm in Malahide Castle and it's on a Tuesday. Like, how do I get out of here?
I know.
So I decided against it.
I'm very, I'm terribly non-committal when gigs go on sale.
Yeah.
And I'll never learn.
And then you always regret it when you see everyone's videos.
Yeah.
Like, why do I do this to myself? But I was like, okay, I'll give myself a little treat instead of going to Charlie XCX along with all the other brats. I will clean out under the stairs.
Oh, how brat of you.
Which is so non-brat that it kind of becomes brat.
Okay.
I feel like the only way I could have been less brat is if I spent the night making my confirmation again or taking up basket weaving. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just like not a cool activity. But like, you find cool stuff under there. I found
it's quite a journey.
It is. Oh my God. A journey into the dark middle earth, some might say. I found a Cherry Comedy bandana for Danish, which I put on her, my dog.
Nice.
So she's styling out in that, repping with the brand merch. I found this old like washing machine to wash your washing machine.
Oh, nice.
Powder.
Brilliant.
So, you know, powder all round for the gig. I genuinely did. I'm not just setting myself up. But it had coagulated and it had become one hard block.
Ah, so no
unfortunately, no powder for me.
It would do a bit of damage to the washing machine.
It would. It would be knocking around in there, which, you know, not the vibe. But then I did kind of retake back my own power. I had a gym class booked for last night and I was like, do you know what? I'm knee deep into this under the stairs now. I'm going to cancel the gym class and order a chipper. So who Who's the real brat? Charlie who? Charlie
now,
who?
You're waking up fresh this morning, but I know what it's like when you take on a bigger task. I thought, especially in the middle of the week, yeah. Your regret kicks in when you can't move now around the hallway because everything's been pulled out from under the
done.
Stairs.
It's done.
You finished.
It's done. I finished
Stars
it.
Stars complete.
But
end.
I finished it later than I would have been home from Charlie XCX at, because famously she did a very short, a very tight set. That's how she likes to do it. It was about 60 minutes long, less. She was, or a little bit more, if my maths is correct. She came on stage at 9:15. She was off by 10:20 p.m.
So an hour five.
I was rallying that under stairs content until about 11:30.
You probably burn more calories than the girls who were bratting it up Malahide as well. Callum.
I was going to say, yeah, how long do you think you were going at it for? A good couple of hours?
I think it took about 5 hours.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I did take breaks. I did get my chipper. I texted you about that TV show you were talking about yesterday. I watched Gavin and Stacey instead. And then that was it. When you have a dog, you have to take breaks to lie on the bed with them and just like give yeah. them a rub and let yes. you know that you're thinking about
it. And question, what is the organisation of Under the Stairs now?
Oh, so I'd also...
What do you keep under there? I keep suitcases under there.
Oh, suitcase. I wouldn't be fitting a suitcase under
really
there now. I went and bought some like big plastic boxes. So now there's a big plastic box dedicated to all of Danish's outfits and extra leads and harnesses.
Okay, dog work. Stuff, yeah.
Huge box. A box of tote bags, which... As a millennial living in Crumlin, I have many. A box of like crafts and kind of like ribbons for like wrapping presents.
Lovely.
And stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Fun.
Coats, of course, welly boots, the Hoover.
The Hoover's in mine as well.
Dwayne likes to buy in bulk beverages that he enjoys. He orders Dr. Pepper from like a website that services offices. And every time the guy delivers it, he's like, you know, this isn't meant for residential people. It's never an office. And I'm like, well, you've gotten this far. Drop it in the door. So there is about...
That's a Dr. Pepper black mark.
There's about 500 cans of Dr. Pepper under the stairs also, which I had to organise. Nice. So, few bits and pieces.
Nice. Look, you're sorted there. That's it done for at least another 6 years when
exactly.
It's manky again.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, and I had some help here on Spin. If you want to get yourself to Longitude for free, the person giving it away is Spin's resident ticket fairy, Michaela Hayes. She's with you every day between 10 and 3, and she's Longitude passes to go every single day this week, so make sure you check her out.
Very, very nice.
To hear about this, the Trump Organization are at it again, and they've launched this new mobile venture. It's called Trump Mobile, and it's very original and a lot of very creative,
How many people did it take to come up with that name?
Mobile. Okay. It's essentially another type of smartphone, and it will go up against the Androids and the iPhones and all the rest.
Wow, it's good luck.
I know. It will probably be popular among the crowd that follow him.
The maggots.
It's a gold-coloured smartphone named the T1, and it has this wireless service plan. So, again, it's going up against your 3s, your Vodafones, known as the 47 plan.
T-Mobiles.
Yeah, exactly. $500. It'll launch in August. There's pre-orders at the moment already.
500's not bad.
Yeah, I suppose compared to the typical iPhone, it is kind of a little bit more affordable than some. It has all the extra stuff if you want to get techie in terms of the fancy cameras and the huge amount of storage and stuff. Callum.
Just put two and two together. The 47 plan, because he's the 47th president.
Oh, okay. I was trying.
Like, it is clever.
Is it? Are we calling it clever?
Kinda.
Callum, is that what we're saying?
Because I was like, why is it just a random number? But then, obviously.
I was actually trying to work out is the amount of months he's been president in total, you know, in his last term. Anyway,
the amount of years he's taken off my life.
Yeah, well, there you go. Exactly. And then this is the wireless service then. So going up, I don't know what everyone pays their bill-wise a month if you're a bill pay person.
Yeah.
But it's $47 a month. They're looking
he loves that 47.
He really does. We get it.
There's sense in there as well, just to mix up that theory. $47.45 a month.
Because he was the 45th president as well.
Shouldn't he be calling it like 46? Because doesn't he deny that Joe Biden was ever even voted in?
So he's doing all the usual stuff. Unlimited talk, text and data. There's telehealth services. Roadside assistance with his plan.
Oh, no. oh my God, you go through a pothole and just see like a MAGA hat driving towards you to sort you out. That is nightmare fuel.
And then security measures. This is a complete blatant lie from start to finish. The T1 phone is marketed as being unhackable.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, right. Go away. And it's claims to be immune to zero-click surveillance tools like Pegasus and is used in high-security applications, including military aircraft.
No.
I don't believe a word of it.
JD Vance is going to be harvesting your data while sitting at home in his Y-fronts that are probably stained.
You may be sure of it. But what's really interesting about this is, you know me, I'm such a huge Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah. We always say it about you, Emma.
Big MAGA head on me.
Oh, absolutely.
I actually ordered it there. Pre-order was 2 days ago and it arrived this morning.
Oh, deadly.
And I'd like to show you some of the features that are on this Trump phone. So you know the way normally if you, in your settings, you go to night mode if you're sick of the bright screen, that actually comes with a sound now, so every time you move to night mode, this is the sound.
No, get those lights off.
Right, that happens every evening when you're just settling down for bed. Naturally on the iPhone, boring, my old phone, the typing sound if you were on loud was like this. But now on this Trump phone I've got my hands on, this is what happens every time you click those buttons.
China. 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 China.
China. I'm tears. I'm crying.
I'm so bored of the old iPhone ringtone. How old school now that I'm such a Trump head. Who cares?
Boring.
On my brand new Trump phone, it sounds like this.
Come on, everybody. We're supposed to stay at the...
No silent mode needed ever again.
What are they called? The YMCA lads? Village people.
Yeah.
And they performed at what? Was it the party before the inauguration?
I think
that was
the
it.
The village people, deport them. Get them out.
The alarm that goes off every morning.
Yeah.
Ugh, grates on me. Let me go back to sleep.
Why do you have the Teletubbies alarm?
I can't wait for tomorrow morning because on my new Trump phone, my alarm at 5:30 is going to sound like this.
Bing, 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 bong, bing, 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 bing.
Buzzing for that. And finally, obviously there was a plethora of emojis available on the iPhone. Who needs them?
Right.
I've noticed here this morning since I got the phone an hour ago, they've been chopped down. These are the only 5 emojis available from here on out.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Right, that's it. What more does one need? Guys, I'd highly recommend. What value for money? MAGA, 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 MAGA.
Why am I crying? This is the best thing you've ever done.
Recharged.
We told you on yesterday morning's show we really want to get you to Dua Lipa at the Aviva Stadium. It's completely sold out and we have 4 tickets to go and an overnight stay as well in a gorgeous hotel. If you'd like to enter for your chance to win, head to our website, which is spin1038.com.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I don't know who messed up the first slap there, but
we've all let Dave.
Yeah,
down.
Because we have.
Before the first set of claps, I was thinking they actually sound better than when Dave's here, but then flew too close to the sun on that one. Not good.
Welcome to, as Dave calls it, the greatest radio game of all time.
Woo-hoo!
This is where Dave has 5 questions ready for you. He's written down all of his answers, and your job is to answer with something that he doesn't have written down. He's not here this week; he's on his holidays, but he has left us 5 questions. And with that in mind, Casey is on to give the slash this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Where are you off to? What are you doing?
I'm actually on the way up to Belfast for boxing training, so...
Oh! Yeah. Wow.
Let's chat, Casey.
Emma would be perfect. A fan of the boxing herself now.
Just bag work. Do you spar?
Yeah, I box for the Irish team, so we're heading up for a training camp, yeah.
Oh my God!
Let's do a plug. What's your surname?
It's Rock, R-O-C-K.
Oh,
Casey,
that's very
Rock.
Cool.
That is such a boxing name.
You're kind of destined to be a boxer with a surname called Rock.
100%.
I know, literally. Yeah.
So where are you at? Who'd you train with in Belfast?
So I'm going up to just train with the Ulster team. So we're heading on a trip next week. So,
wow.
Just a little bit of training there before we go.
And exactly. What is the worst injury you've suffered?
Not really any. Just
Probably a black eye. I kind of get them quite often.
Okay.
To cover them up with the concealer.
Well, well, girl.
Yeah, what's the best concealer now for covering up a black eye?
Wow, I actually did a video on it before and I tried out all the different concealers.
Oh, no way. I love that.
I found that the Bella Mianta one was the best one.
Oh, very good. Shout out to girls.
Well, yeah. Casey, listen, very cool. All right, let's get into Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you have the same... If you say something that Dave has left us written down, then you will lose. You get nothing good, Dave. So you're trying to kind of get into his head and think of something completely different. You're going to hear three beeps and we're asking you to answer on the third beep. Are you good to go?
Yep, good to go.
All right, here we go. Question number one, over to Dave.
Round number one. Name a country in Europe.
Turkey.
Oh,
Turkey.
And I have said the place where I'm on my holidays right now, Greece. Oppa.
Oh, I'm rubbing it in.
Nice one, one for one.
Okay, that is one cinema pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing, Casey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Round two. Name any breed of dog.
American Bully.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
And I have written down Labrador.
Yay! Lovely lab.
Very good. Casey, two cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Very good.
Round three. Name any Irish politician.
Oh, God. Simon Harris. He's not even a politician.
He is. You're good.
And I have written down Mary Lou McDonald.
Yay! Casey, amazing. So you just have to back yourself, girl. That is three IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Round four. Name a famous Jennifer.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, very good.
And I have written down Jennifer Aniston.
No!
Sugar, I was trying to think different. I was trying to think Lawrence. Listen, we'll see how you would have got on. Let's go for what he's left for number five.
Round five. Name a letter in Emma's name.
Oh. A.
I think that's a good one.
And I have written down E.
Yay!
Oh, very good.
I'm sorry it wasn't to be, darling. Listen, no best worries. Of luck. Any big public fights coming up we can go support you at?
None coming up at the minute, but okay. I have to know.
We'll keep an eye on you, Casey yeah. Rock.
And we'll tell Dave thanks you'll bait much. The head off him. About Jennifer question.
Listen, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
and have a good one. Cheers, Casey.
Good luck in Belfast.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. I think we did good justice to the game, considering he's not here.
I think so too. I feel guilty. I came up with that Jennifer prompt.
That was you?
Yeah.
You didn't say that to Casey on the phone, did you?
I couldn't face her. Sorry, I'm a bit obsessed with Casey. Yeah. I needed to play it cool. Is it weird if we show up to her next fight? I feel like on purpose she didn't tell us what it is. She's like, yeah, I'll let you guys know. We're all going to be there with a banner. But okay, other Jennifers. Jennifer Coolidge. Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Lawrence, as you said, Jennifer Lopez, hello, and as Callum said there, Jennifer Saunders.
Who's Jennifer Saunders?
French and Saunders.
Yeah. Comedian, English comedian.
Ah, okay, very
good. Do you remember in Friends when they go to England to Emily's wedding?
I mean,
this is not her biggest role, but you just might know it. She was like the wife of the guy, Emily's dad, and she was always on the phone, he was always on the phone.
Yeah.
She's also
in Shrek.
I can see her now in my head. She was blonde and fabulous.
And she's iconic. And she was in Muppet's Treasure Island.
Listen, calm down. Casey's not here. She can't bait the head off you here,
Casey,
okay?
We love you.
It's coming up on 8 now. You're listening to Spin and one of the biggest songs of the year. So.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there. Hope you're well.
Good morning.
I'm
How
not.
Are you doing? Emma.
Is this what aging is?
Yes.
When I was in Italy a few weeks back, I brought, instead of a suitcase, my massive backpack. Because I thought it'd be more practical than lugging a suitcase around.
That was such a rogue choice. It's so not La Dolce Vita of you. Like a big backpack.
Well, I suppose I was thinking getting on and off ferries and on and off. To be honest, I made the good decision. Like my jack
it was with me, obviously, was carrying, lugging a suitcase up like multiple stairs of a ferry, and he was like, I made a bad decision.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Right.
But that was weeks ago, and my back is broken. I think for the first time in my life, I need to go for, I think I've had like 4 relaxing massages in my life. I love them. I do them every day of the week if I could afford it.
Yeah.
I'd start my day every day with someone absolutely hammering my back. I'd love that. But I think I need to go for one for like pain.
Yeah, like a sports massage or like a physio massage.
What a let. Is that life now? You have to go for a massage because you carried a bag around for
2 months ago.
Like, honestly, it's right down in the lower back as well, you know, like before your bum starts.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got what I have. You've got bulging discs, a very unfortunately named back issue.
Do you have a bulging disc?
I've got a bulging disc.
Seriously?
And I am not afraid to use it.
Wow.
And I have to bring it up at the start of every workout class I ever go to. Sorry, I've got a bulging disc. The teachers are like, please don't share that kind of info. I've had it since I was like 17. It flares up every now and then. So if you need any of the good medication for that, let me know. And I will sort you.
Sign me up, girl. Thank you very much. I didn't know you. Like, you should have put that in your CV. You probably would have been hired quicker.
I struggle so much. And I just take the burden of it all alone. And no one ever knows what I go through.
But now
everybody
knows.
Nobody knows my struggle. I have spoken about it multiple times.
People are like, girl, shut up.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Big news in the parish. You might have seen this week. From next year on, a new vow is going to be added to the confirmation pledge. One that hopes to prevent the use of vapes.
Right.
In youngsters. If you don't know what the pledge is, very modern, but that's always what the Catholic Church is. That's what I like to say. They're always modern and up to date with what's going on in the world. Mm. Shout out, priests. For anyone who doesn't know what a confirmation pledge is, Protestants always welcome on the show. A confirmation pledge is basically when you're 12 or 13 making your confirmation, you promise that you won't drink or do anything bold until... Hey, you can.
Oh, no, well, thank you for explaining this.
Of course.
Because I get so confused. It's like all the confirmation communions and transition year all just really confuse me. I don't know what anything
the holy
of this
trio.
Is.
As someone going out with an Englishman, I've had to explain these things as well. Transition year gets him so confused.
Even
the leaving cert gets him so confused.
Yeah, fair.
Based on the age. You guys are in like college at that stage.
Yeah, I can kind of understand that, but it's like confirmation and communions
I
do
want to hear about first. I mean, this is a whole thing in itself. We explained to Callum like the important things about Irishness.
I do think, if I'm correct, that the first time you receive the body of Christ is during your communion.
Your first communion.
It is.
And you see the pictures of like X, Y, and Z's first communion.
Exactly. Dresses and the whole lot.
And so they all get 50 quid from everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good moneymaker, right? Then the confirmation, you're that little bit older. Yeah. You probably pick your own little outfit.
You do.
You have a bit more independence. And that's when you receive the Holy Spirit.
And get another 50 quid from everyone.
Ideally, yes.
Normally make a little bit less, but still a nice moneymaker.
Yeah.
During the ceremony, the priest will stop everything and ask every child to, in their own mind, make declaration that they won't
drink, do any funny business in the terms of party favours and so on. usually it's till you turn 18, but I remember thinking I was an absolute legend and we were all like, when are you making your pledge till? And we all made it 16. And I didn't even keep it.
Well, I remember at the time me and my friends promised we wouldn't keep it either because we didn't want to defy God.
Legends only.
We didn't want to like defy God and be in the bad books and make a promise we couldn't keep. So I remember we all said, let's just sing Mary Had a Little Lamb in Our Heads. So we just went... Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, with feet as white as snow. Mary had a little lamb.
We're all sinners in the eyes of the Lord.
And that's on Catholicism. Very good. So that is the pledge.
Okay,
does that make sense to you now?
Oh, I'm so up to date now.
And what about confirmation names? You understand all that business?
It's where you can give yourself a name in some way. Yeah.
And then you have a sponsor. That's a whole new level. So you get a sponsor in your life to come in and be your... the person to make sure you don't
make
do any
sure
of those
you keep
things.
Your pledge.
Which was my granny who didn't know I was doing Mary. And thought I was an angel.
I love this. Okay, we have to keep you up to date on all of this stuff. So, but yeah, the pledge is what we're talking about today because it's just kind of been in the news. And as you say, it is very modern altogether for vapes to be added to the pledge. And with that in mind, I was thinking, you know, there was that kind of trend on TikTok last year, like Gen Z marketing script, and like all the people who owned like furniture companies in Navan were being like, hey besties, come and try our couches that are amazing, no cap, our couches have Riz, etc. So with that in mind, I've made, even though it's technically Gen Alpha's making their confirmation right now, I thought let's have a bit of crack, let's write a Gen Z pledge to keep off the vapes and so on. Oh my god, Father Murphy, hey king, you're out here on this altar eating these holy vestments up for real, for real. The congregation are low-key obsessed. Hard pivot, but I'm here to talk about the Holy Spirit keeping me vibing clean, yo. And that's why I'm saying nah to sipping or hitting that blueberry elf bar till I'm 18. Because self-control is fire, and I'm built different, fam. I'm also not messing around with sketchy party favors or illegal nonsense. I've got that riz without it, no cap. Not me walking in the light of the Lord and encouraging my friends to do the same. It's giving pious. It's giving your plan, not mine. Low-key switching gears real quick, but just to thank God for understanding the assignment with my life, even when I'm out here being mid. He a real one. In literal Jesus' name, amen.
Absolutely stunning. Some inspiration for any upcoming confirmations.
Thank you so much. Or you could just go,
Marietta, little lamb, Marietta, little lamb with feet as white as snow. With that in mind, Calvin Harris even giving out the blessings.
Blessings new track on your body.
On Spin.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you doing? Good morning. What are you laughing at?
Okay, guys. Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey, bestie. This morning on 087 711 1038, we are asking, what is the colour of your front door? Get in touch, please. We love a voice note on this. If you're fancy and sending one of those, a nice, juicy little voicey, please do. The reason I am asking, well, also, just data-wise, we're looking to compile a bit here. We're trying to find out, as Callum so beautifully put it, the cross-section of the doorage across Dublin. So that is why we want to know this very specific question.
Always asking the hard-hitting stuff here at Spin.
Always asking about that doorage. We got to know. The other reason I'm asking is because this kind of came up on the pod the other week when we were just kind of waffling. I was saying I have a pink front door. I get a lot of slagging about that in Crumlin. When I moved into the house 3 years ago, it was one of the first things I did. I'd always wanted a pink door, and my neighbours were like, who is your one moving in?
What kind of pink are we talking? It's not Cerise, it's baby, is it?
It's baby pink. Yeah. I actually did kind of want a bright pink, but that ended up being vetoed. I love the pink door. It's something I've always wanted, and apparently it ups the value of your house.
No way.
Apparently that's a thing. If your front door is pink, your house will sell for more.
Are you serious?
Allegedly.
Again, not that we're all very beyond colours identifying your gender, but how does your fella feel about the front door being pink?
This is probably not going to shock you guys. Dwayne is obsessed with the colour pink. He loves it. He's a graphic designer. He always uses pink. He's got so much pink stuff. He's got a pink phone cover. He's got loads of pink bits. My dad is very, very concerned with the amount of pink that this man sports. But so he loves it. He loves the pink front door.
Perfect.
And I love it too. But the man who installed the front door, shout out Philip Asgard of Asgard Windows. we love you, Philip. He went on to do my sister's front door, my mom's friend's front door in her windows. And
everywhere, got loads of business out of you.
He's a great lad. And everywhere he goes, he's always like, oh yeah, I know Fiona with the pink door in Crumlin. He's like, I'd say that went down well. My neighbours, 80-year-old Liam and Maureen, they were like, are you messing with that? Like, when is that coming down? But I just want to know, where are my other pink door people at? Do you have a pink door, or what colour is your front door? Again, very important questions. Please let us know on 087 711 1038.
I'm a renter, so I've no choice over the colour of my front door. So my landlord chooses a dark blue, which I actually quite like. It looks smart. But my...
Looks smart.
I've never... I actually can honestly say on my heart that I have never thought about this until right now.
Really?
But I can tell you, on the back of what you just said, if I had it my way, I'd go for emerald green.
Oh, that's a lovely one. Mm. That is a lovely one.
You know what? I can't wait. Maybe someday when I'm in my 50s, I'll buy my first house. And I'm going to go for an emerald green.
Emerald green is lovely. Yeah. I used to, in my old job, I used to kind of walk like the South Circular Road into work. And there's Great Door Inspiration on that road. And I used to always pass this house that had like, they were obviously doing their samples of greens to try and pick out what green they wanted.
Oh,
and
so you could watch the progress
of
that.
Yes, they had a lovely emerald. They had a sage. The samples were up there for about 3 years. Like I said, they still haven't painted the door.
That's okay.
That's my girl. It's hard to make a decision out here, so we respect it.
Okay, so listen, let us know. All we need from you is the colour of your front door, and we'll put together a little bit of research on the show this morning because, you know, someone's got to do it, guys.
What else would we be doing?
So, what else would Callum be at when he's putting together the stats on this morning? Send us the colour of your front door, please. 087 711 1038. Here's Miley Cyrus now, and End of the World on Spin. What colour is your front door? We're doing a bit of market research and we're figuring out the doorage across Dublin. With that in mind, Lucas is standing by. What's going on with you?
We're about to move into the new house within the next 2 weeks.
Amazing. Congratulations.
And, thank you. Busy days though.
Yeah.
And we have doors which are light green.
Right.
Okay.
Nice.
My wife hates it.
Okay.
I don't mind.
That's off the way.
We need to choose the colour until this evening. Because the painters needs to paint it in the morning tomorrow.
Oh my God, so this is the most perfect timing for you to be listening to Spin and get an idea of what the vibe is.
Oh my God, the timing couldn't be better. And would you consider...
I know, I was just driving the car and I said, what a timing, come on.
I love it. Would you consider pink front door, Lucas?
No, thank you.
Oh right, Grant, okay. That was a very...
My daughter would love it.
Your daughter would love the pink door. Okay. And would you consider an emerald green, Lucas?
No greens. I think I need to go something dark to make my wife happy.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Well, listen. What is going on in that relationship? Okay, so it's a black door we're thinking. Like your soul.
I don't think black. It needs to be something slightly lighter than black.
Okay,
maybe
like
dark brown or something.
Oh, dark brown. Very nice. Perhaps a charcoal grey.
Could be, yeah.
Could be. Listen, you keep listening and we'll do the market research and you can figure out then what you want to go with. All right, sir?
Yeah, of course. Thanks a million. Listen.
Love it.
Cheers.
Good luck with the house.
Bye. Just when you think, oh, this is silly, we're out here actually helping people.
Exactly. Not only are we finding out the cross-section of doorage across Dublin, get it trending, we are also helping Lucas decorate his new house. And he's got a deadline. It's tonight.
Just when you think this is stupid.
It's very important work that we're doing here at Spin. Some would say we're saving lives.
What colour is your front door? 087 711 1038. Get in touch on WhatsApp. David Guetta, Sia, and Beautiful People. Only a few weeks away from David Guetta taking over Marley Park for Longitude. And if you want to win your way there for the whole weekend, Michaela's got tickets to go every single day this week. Again, she's being very generous and she's here from 10 o'clock this morning. So be with her if you want to get to Longitude for free.
Very, very nice indeed. Now on to more important business. The most important business on Irish radio at the moment, some might say. What colour is your front door? Very important research we're conducting. Get in touch on 087 711 1038.
Dennis was in touch.
I live just right beside the Curragh Army camp, and all my neighbours are all ex-army. All the houses have white doors. The odd one would have a black door. So a while ago, I got all the windows and doors fitted in, and I got a bright red door because just I wanted to pop a colour in the house.
Oh, nice.
And the other thing is, all Chinese restaurant doors are red because it's meant to stand for luck.
Oh, well, there you go.
That.
Interesting. A frequenter of a good Chinese, our man. He knows all this information.
Very good. If we're going army stuff, and like I assume the white doors are like the sign of peace, maybe.
Oh,
and
interesting.
Then I'm just kind of guessing. Mm. And then he chooses red, the colour of violence, to really signify something to his neighbours.
Don't mess with me, boys. Jenny was on.
Ours is hot pink and we love it. I absolutely love my front door.
I never would have thought. I suppose you probably have to be a homeowner to care that much. But now that I'm like, if I got my emerald green door, I'd be absolutely thrilled with myself.
Yeah, because it's just the first thing you see when you're going home. See, Jenny, pink door owners are happy.
I got a WhatsApp in there, another pink door person from Sharon as well. She lives in an apartment complex and she said, painted my apartment door last year, hated the way all doors were the same.
That's it.
Fair play for you. You're probably not getting the deposit back unless you own the apartment.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, well, nice little pop-up. And she's got a little reef on there as well.
I think that's nice, especially for an apartment complex. Like in the old school apartments, like, okay, second recall to the show Friends again this morning, but all their apartment doors were different colours and I liked that.
Yeah, they had the purple doors, so cute.
Well, you do have Christine standing by there. Good morning.
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Right, Christine, come on, tell us the crack. What colour's the front door?
My front door is made of, it's like a window, a big, huge window.
Oh.
It's see-through.
So it's translucent. So you've got nothing to hide, Christine. Is it like
stained glass?
Yeah, or is it the kind of like obscured one that's kind of like that you have in a bathroom so people can't see in?
No. Just plain see-through.
So what's the story? Can everyone just see you going around doing your bits?
Well, there's blinds, of course.
I was about to say, there's got to be blinds.
If they're up, they're up.
Right.
That's what they say. That is what they say, Christine.
You live your life on edge, Christine, and I respect that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye, girl. Talk to you later. There as well on WhatsApp is Molly.
Okay, hello. And it's not really interesting, but my door is grey. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Slay.
Okay. Molly, I'm not sure if that was your decision to paint the door grey, but you seem to be grand with it.
At least
say
she knows
thrilled
it's
with
boring.
It. Yeah, she's a self-aware queen. Lisa is standing by. What colour is your front door, Lisa?
Blue at the moment.
Blue at the moment. Okay, so that indicates to me that you're planning a change.
Yeah, we're getting all the quotes now. We bought the house last year, trying to get rid of the front door.
Oh my God, congratulations. Amazing. That's great news. So the door is the first thing to go because it is kind of the first thing people see and it's how they judge you.
Yeah.
So what kind of colour?
No, it's like one of them like horrible wooden doors that just let in all the cold smell.
Oh,
like, not now,
you can't be having that now. You can't be having that.
So, grand on a night like last night, a bit of draft would have been lovely, but
it's sweat dripping off you. So, and is it like a navy blue or what kind of, what blue?
No, like it's an actual blue.
Like baby blue?
Not like a royal blue.
Royal
kind
blue.
Of like,
I kind of mean it.
So what colour are you thinking of going for?
I picked out colour, anthracite grey.
Oh, very good. Very good. A millennial grey, we're saying. We love it.
Yeah,
well, listen, we really appreciate you taking part in our survey this morning, Lisa. Good luck with the change of the door colour.
And congrats on the house, Lisa.
Thanks,
Amel.
Bye. Bye. This in from Maggie then as well.
I have a sky blue door and I adore it. Absolutely love it, but I've had it for a couple of years and I really want to change it at the minute. And I'm thinking of lilac.
Ooh, very
which
nice.
I absolutely think will be gorgeous. But you got to think of the whole year. Mm. Lilac works for now. It works for summer. Mm. Does it work in winter? Will it match my Christmas wreath? It's a big decision. I'm glad you are talking about this. It's an important topic. Like, do I need to go red? Does red work for springtime? No. So, it really is. Big conversation.
My God.
We really do encourage listeners to have an existential crisis while voice noting us. So that was absolutely perfect.
Listen, if you haven't gotten on yet, I think the results at the moment, we're doing a tally and we'll tell you what the Doorage is like across Dublin based on our research this morning. In a few minutes time, we're compiling that at the moment. But if you haven't gotten involved, I believe it's very tight, as in many examples of a lot. So let's kind of, you know, push the bar chart up and down so we have a good reading. So get in touch and send your voice notes over. Simply, what colour is your front door?
That's all. Recharged. How are you getting on? So we've been asking the very important question this morning on the show. What colour is your front door? We've been compiling data from all over Dublin. The question was inspired by my pink front door, which I love. And Callum has the results.
Yes, I feel like your man off of Pointless, you know, in the corner with his laptop, just analysing data all the time.
I love it.
Because, like, we have had a load of people get in touch this morning, and I'm actually very surprised. I'll start with kind of like the lowest common denominators of front doors, which is black. We haven't had many black front doors, which is kind of interesting because it's kind of what you would expect.
I think people really, you know, pushing their personality onto their front door.
Yeah.
I like that. Black is a bit boring.
We did get Alex messaging who said, my front door is black. It matches my neighbour's soul.
Okay.
So maybe they don't get on with their neighbours.
Right.
Coming up the list then, after black, you kind of got your blues. And greens.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of yellows.
That's love nice. Yellow. Love it.
And I've not not. I don't think I've ever seen a yellow front door in this city.
And you know, yeah, I would say,
around now and you'll notice.
Yeah.
I think yellow works in the three or four seasons of the year, so that's a good one.
Yes.
Spring, summer, and autumn. Beautiful. Yellow works really well around Halloween as well, with like the leaves and stuff.
Oh, it does. I can't believe I'm getting so into this. Yellow.
Your namesake Fiona has messaged in. Fiona says, "My front door is bright canary yellow. I call it my sunshine door."
Oh, I love it. See, that's going to put you in a good mood.
That's really nice. A couple of low glass mentions as well. White, red, green, blues, all kind of low down the list.
Yeah.
Then we're getting up there with, like I said, the greens. The greys are kind of getting up there as well. I think they're kind of modernish now, aren't they?
Meh. Sorry,
a bit modern.
Now.
Yeah.
And then, surprisingly, out of the front runner is the pink front door.
Yeah.
Loads of pink front doors.
I feel, to be not at all unique.
And we just got one photo in from Carl there, who's stuck in traffic in the city centre. So weird that Callum's just said he's never seen a yellow front door in the city. And this door facing me, I'm stuck in front of traffic, is a yellow front door.
No way.
Sorry, just saw that photo come in as well. That's proper
yellow. That's a proper yellow. So yeah.
If you take a stroll around kind of town, like Portobello going on to like Dunor Avenue stuff, you'll see a load of yellow doors. And I just feel like maybe the pink door owners are the most likely to get in touch, because we just love communication and feeling connected to people.
Well, earlier on the start of the hour as well, Lucas was looking for front door suggestions, and it seems to be that pink is the front runner. So if you want to go with everyone, go for pink. But if you want to go against the norm, then your yellows, your reds, your greens.
If you want to be really different, just
go crazy and go full see-through glass.
Yeah. Do. If you're a bit of an exhibitionist, we love it.
Listen, don't say we don't put the work in on the show. That's all I can say.
This is Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa! Take me to Dua Lipa!
I'm a big Aegis, and when tickets went on sale for this, I was one of those people who said, "Jeez, Dua Lipa, but she sells you Viva. Does she even have that many hits?" Well, shame on me. Of course she sold the bloody thing out. And of course she has loads of hits when you're not thinking. And of course it's going to be a phenomenal gig at the Aviva Stadium next summer. Of course I'm going to have 10 times the FOMO I did for people who were at Charlie XCX last night, and I didn't bother with that either. And the tickets are sold out. So that's no good. And we have four here in Spin that we want to give you.
We do. So if you have three friends in the age of 2025, to be honest, you've already won. But we want to make things even better for you by sending you all to Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
So yes, as Emma said, she is playing the Aviva on Friday, 27th of June, and tickets are sold out. But if you have FOMO, you don't need to be checking those dodgy ticket resale websites. We've got you sorted. And not only are we giving away the four tickets, we will also put you up in the four-star Mespel Hotel. How fabulous is that? Mm. Do your little get ready with me in the hotel room, getting glam, getting ready with the girls or guys or whoever you're bringing as well. So you can just enjoy the evening in luxury. If you want to win those tickets, head to the homepage of spin1038.com now and fill out your details on the form.
Now, you do have to be 18 or older to enter, and all the terms and that are over on our website. You need to have your entry in for this by 11 a.m. next Tuesday, alright? So just do it now and get it out of the way, or whenever suits you. Today, myself, Dave and Fiona, we're the ones making the call, and that'll happen just after midday next Tuesday, so please don't keep us in here all afternoon, because if you enter and you get our call, we like going home and having lunch.
We do.
If you get our call, you have to answer within five rings, and you can't answer saying, "Hello, what's going on? This is what's caught us on the hop before with the Gracie Abrams competition and the Sabrina Carpenter competition." Person after person, either not answering within the five or answering saying hi. This is exactly how you have to answer the phone word for word. Producer Callum's actually a nightmare, behind his really happy disposition.
He's very strict.
And if you say, "Bring me to Dua Lipa," he'll say, "Hang up." And that's just not nice. It's not how I roll in life, but it is how he is. You have to answer the phone saying exactly,
"Take me to Dua Lipa.
Take me to Dua Lipa," okay? If you say it right, you'll win. Say anything else, we will keep ringing until someone does what they have to do, all right? If you want to win, get registered now, spin103.com. And again, the call back on the 24th is going to happen just after midday. Answer your phone, please, by saying,
"Take me to Dua Lipa."
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go!
Hello there, hope you're well. What's the crack?
Good morning, how are you doing? I am personally having intense withdrawal systems. I don't know if I'm going to make the rest of the hour.
What's up?
I left my lip balm in my car and I haven't had it for the past 3 hours and it's really struggle street.
Some people are addicted to vapes. You're addicted to your
lip balm. Well, actually, what I actually use is nipple cream and I make no apologies for that. Yes, it's nipple cream.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I will Number take one. Questions.
What is nipple cream used
okay,
for?
That's what we'll start. Nipple cream is for breastfeeding mothers. When they're breastfeeding, they kind of might have cracked nipples or it might be getting a bit dry around the areola area.
Yeah.
It actually doubles as the best lip balm you'll ever use.
Potentially one of the biggest tips anyone listening could have right now. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
That's pretty phenomenal.
I heard it a couple of years ago on TikTok and the TikTok girlie was like, this is always sold out in the like mother and baby section of Boots because everyone is buying it as lip balm.
That's a
and all the mas are going around with chapped nips. I'm so sorry, girls, but I need it. But yeah, it's the best lip balm you'll ever use. I assume it's great for the nips as well. I haven't gone there personally myself.
Now, question two. Are you someone who would normally, because I see this online a lot, that the kind of chapstick or lip balm girls would have one in the car, one in the bag, one in work?
Yeah. Yeah, but the nipple cream, it's a big vessel and it's €15. So I tend to kind of just carry that around with me. I do have two emergency ones in the car.
Well,
but I need to get one in the office drawer. God damn.
So what does it feel like without it? Because I always have the driest, rattiest lips, yeah.
It just feels dry. It feels like my lips are closing in on themselves, which is not great because there's not much there to begin with. And every time I open and close my mouth, they stick together. And I'm just having an absolute banger.
That's I'm really sorry.
Thank you.
I also
finally
want to apologise.
Some sympathy around here.
To any woman sitting there about to do a breastfeed and you're going, the pain of this because Fiona Frawley is robbing on me nipple cream out of Boots. I apologise on her behalf as well.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Obviously, Charlie XCX played Malahide Castle last night. I was wondering if we'd see her anywhere around town, but I think she's off to Belfast tonight, so she probably didn't hang around too much.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a shame, especially up in Malahide.
Yeah. Would she be out getting fish and chips or what have you? But I feel like last year in particular, there was a real spurt of seeing celebrities in random places in Dublin. Like, they'd be spotted, you know, like on Drury Street or like on the Paris Court steps, what have you. And I saw this on Love in Dublin over the weekend, my former alma mater. They did a kind of compilement of some of the silliest celebrity sightings in Dublin.
Okay.
Like, not like, oh, I saw Bruce Springsteen at the Long Hall pub, which he's known to frequent. Like, I saw, like, you know, someone somewhere weird.
Yeah.
A very random good crack. And I thought that we could play a game whereby I say the celebrity, and Emma, you have to guess where the celebrity was seen in Dublin.
Okay, yeah.
Does that sound good?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And are these all celebrities that were here in just 2024 or...
No, over the years.
Gotcha.
Over the years.
Oh, yeah, I'm up for this.
Doesn't Bruce Springsteen, like, near enough have shares in Leo Burdock's as well? Every time he's here, he's always in Leo Burdock's.
Yeah. Yes. So that's a clue that you have. Bruce Springsteen is on this list, but it's not the Long Haul and it's not Leo Burdock's.
Oh.
All right,
getting around town. He does. He was born to run, as they say. Okay, let's start with Courtney Cox. Where in Dublin was Courtney Cox spotted?
Courtney Cox was spotted upstairs in Whelan's in the smoking area.
Very, very close. She was spotted at Applegreen in Lusk. And here is the freshie deli worker taking a selfie with her.
No, she wasn't. Was she really?
If you're there, the pictures, the proof of it is in the pudding.
That's look, class.
If you were going to hit up an Applegreen, make a Lusk.
Four sausage rolls for €2.
She does. She might have been on her way.
Imagine her going,
north.
Can you pull in there? I need to use the loo. Yeah. I can't imagine washing my hands in one of those toilets.
Off to the Burger King.
There's Courtney stocking up on jambons. We absolutely love it. I think you might know this one. Where was Justin Bieber spotted?
Bushy Park playing basketball.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. Well done to everyone. And we all hope Justin is doing okay at the moment. If he wants to come back and shoot a few hoops, could cure him.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Where was Britney Spears spotted?
Oh, so she played in the last 5 or 6 years here. Is that when we're talking about?
Yeah, it could have been longer than that even. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Britney Spears, where was she spotted in Dublin? Where's very Britney? I'd say Britney's a big fan of Toasty and Grogan's.
Very good. Yeah. I'm sure she is, and I'm sure she does a little bikini dance as she puts on the mustard. But no, Britney Spears was spotted shopping in Swords Pavilions.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's huge.
We don't know where she went into, and please shout out the quality of all these photographs that are shared on the carousel by Love in Dublin. We love it. Okay, next up, we know this one. Where was Matt Damon spotted?
Sure, listen, a bit famous with the whole Fully Charged brand, that, isn't it? He was swimming out in Dorky, was it?
Yeah, yes. He was.
Callum knows all about this.
Callum,
story.
Take us down memory lane.
Best friends with Bono. Yes, he was trapped in Dorky during COVID, spotted with a Super Value bag, and we found out that it was just swimming togs in there. Yeah.
What was in his bag?
Not a bag of cans.
Not a can in sight. Very disappointing, Matt. Call yourself Irish. Shameful. Where was BJ Novak spotted? That is BJ Novak from The Office.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I wouldn't have an ocean.
He's a funny lad with thick eyebrows.
Yeah.
A funny lad with thick eyebrows might hang out around Google.
Or just trying to get in, like trying to borrow someone's fob.
He wants those free breakfasts.
Yeah,
exactly. He wants to take a nap in the little nap pod. He was spotted having a pint in the cobblestone.
Oh, nice one. Yeah. Okay, getting robbed, yeah.
Okay. Now we are on our way to Bruce Springsteen. So as I said, your clues were he was not spotted at the Long Haul. He was not spotted at Leo Braddock's getting fish and chips. Where was he spotted?
He was down the back pitches of Marley Park. Checking out a bit of GAA.
Checking on Mary.
He was at Longitude.
Checking on a little girl seeing as her daddy home. No. Well, he could have been doing that, but he was also pumping iron at Flyfit Baggot Street.
Do you remember we chatted to Joel Carey and he was up in, was he in somewhere wearing Walkinstown?
Yeah.
No, Walkinstown, wasn't it? Flyfit?
Yeah, he loves his Flyfit.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Maybe he went to the one in Crumlin, which I go to once a year.
Maybe.
See Joel Carey there in 2026. And dearly departed Mac Miller, the rapper, Ariana's ex-boyfriend. I think you might know this, where he was seen.
No. Oh, I did see a reshare from District Magazine on this recently that he was spotted somewhere, but it's not going to come to me, so I'm going to just guess it was like Workman's. It wasn't.
That's a great guess. It was just on the dart. I think he went out to Booterstown or something like that, and he had his little camcorder. But yeah, on the dart, cute little.
I loved Mac Miller.
Speaking of Bushy Park, I know that Justin Bieber was playing basketball there. I recently learned that Tony Hawk did some skateboarding there as well.
Slay. Yeah,
everyone loves a bit of Bushy Park.
Wait, did he just do that recently?
No, I don't think it was that recent.
Because I saw someone share that he was doing some sort of moves in a skate park in Cork as well. Cool. I feel like that was like this week.
Well, not in her most recent tour, but the last time she was around, Tate McRae, when she played the Olympia, she was putting on pictures somewhere in town, and you could see in the reflection of the window when she was posting her selfies that the Dublin bus was just right behind her somewhere on Grafton Street.
She was doing Pilates on South William Street. Last time when she was over.
What a queen.
It was on someone's Instagram story. Yeah, it was the morning after the gig that we went to.
Oh my God, so Tate McRae does Pilates, I do Pilates, I am Tate.
You're the same person.
Has anyone ever seen us in the same room apart from when me and Callum went to the gig?
No, I did.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to talk to you about some controversy in the world of Play School. Okay.
Right.
A viral video was posted by this mom in America. First of all, this is the first flaw of this whole story. Play school graduations.
No.
Between gender reveal parties and play school graduations, this is all just wild. And actually, another thing I've noticed recently, it was with my boyfriend Jack around a family friend, and she's got kids, and she was talking about her kids' play date, upcoming play date. And it was only when we were on our own, he was like, isn't that mad that they're called play dates now? Rather than, are you home?
Yeah.
Can I call over?
In my day, we got hurled out onto the green and we had to fend for ourselves. And if we were lucky.
And you were told that when the lights come on in the street, that's when you have to come in and all that.
It was called go out and play in the traffic.
But like the whole like play date concept is such a set like 2 hour thing. Whereas like I was thrown up to my friend Ursula's house as a kid, and you know, I could ring her at 11 o'clock in the morning. Do you want to come to mine or will I go to yours?
Yeah.
The mams might chat going, I'll take her today or whatever. You could stay for dinner. You could end up staying for the whole weekend.
Yeah, I love it.
You know what I mean? Your mother dropping you up an overnight bag. Those days are gone. Anyway,
few things going on, but during the graduation ceremony of these play school children, so I'm guessing like what, 3, 4 maybe,
yeah,
for those primary
suppose,
school,
yeah.
Perhaps 5, parents were told they were only allowed per child to give one clap.
Oh, come on.
Now, they're all donned in their graduation gowns and their caps, and they were getting their cert. And as every child approached the stage, was called on, the whole audience could only do that.
Sorry, what?
It's as awkward as you can imagine. It sounds like this.
James Rodriguez.
Gets kind of awkward towards the end there as well. I actually edited that clip down a bit because I just thought it'd be boring to listen to. There's quite a significant gap between the names, which makes it more awkward. And obviously the teacher goes on to explain, you know. So it just makes it more awkward, but there's nothing to fill the silence that's inevitable,
yeah, like,
after
how
one
much
clap.
Time are you saving, yeah, with that, really? Yeah. Like, you're just creating a very somber event for, yeah, these children.
Allison Martinez.
Oh.
Someone forgot where they were. They thought they were at a Donegal car rally.
The video itself is on over 5 million views and people calling it dystopian and cult-like and insane. Now, others are saying it's fairness. I know this is very woke, but some saying this might avoid help emotional pain for the kids that don't have family in the audience.
Okay,
you can't really argue with it when you say that, but at the same time.
Just, and also, couldn't you just say, just clap for every child? Yeah, big claps for every child.
Yeah,
they're 4-year-olds. Who's going to sit there with their arms folded while a 4-year-old goes,
well, you're going to feel bad now, because they all said many support children with sensory sensitivities.
Oh, don't hit me with that. What can I say now? Of course, we love that.
One clap.
We love that for the kids.
I'd really struggle with
underload.
This because I'm infamous for over cheering, over whooping, over clapping, over ole oleing at any sort of a gig. I'm a big supporter of screaming my lungs up at any concert, to the point where recently I was at a Miles Smith gig and he was looking for silence during a very poignant song and I couldn't help, the woos were just growing in me and they came out, and someone in the audience, I still don't know who, said, "Emma." Not terrible. I was thinking of the things that would just feel awkward if they were just, you know, brought down to one. Although I don't think it's beyond Dublin City Council or whoever organises it. Just the one firework on New Year's Eve. Everyone come into town for the big display. Let's just do the one.
That'll be plenty. Get the last bus home. Yeah. No fannying around.
When it all kicks off at any gig that happens in Ireland, it's always going to belt into the ole, 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 oles for as long as we can get away with, till the artist said, please shut up and let me get on with it. Mm. Just the singular, ole.
Wow. There's a lot to be said for that.
I think as well, Fiona, in your neck of the woods, only one ha allowed per joke at a comedy gig.
Because sometimes that's all I get. Home away from home for me, girls.
You have to choose yourself. Which one are you going to allow? It's just the one, ha. Back to silence.
Just a little brief exhale.
I do think I'm on something here. Let's cut the happy birthday song down to just one happy birthday. There's no need for the repetition. Happy birthday. Just one happy birthday. Cut it.
Yeah.
I'm done. And finally, before an encore at a gig when we're all begging them to come back on stage, when inevitably they haven't played their biggest song yet and they will come back on stage, you can only scream one more tune once. One more tune.
And then, if you didn't hear that, heck yeah.
We're off home anyway. Yeah.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
Yep, you know the deal. We want to send you on holidays. We have a game to play with Fran this morning. Hello.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Hello.
Very exciting.
Can we ask, were you christened Fran or are you Francesca?
Or Francis?
I'm Francis, but I go by Fran most days.
Francis, nice. Okay. Francis is a lovely name.
Franny, if you're nasty. That's a no on Franny. Okay, well,
say,
Fran.
Thank God for that. Or Fran, yeah?
No worries.
Yeah,
Have you been on holiday so far this year?
I haven't actually been on holiday for quite a long time, actually.
What's a long time?
Like 2022, 2023.
Oh,
God,
Fran.
It's been a while. Desperate, isn't it?
You haven't seen Dublin Airport since it's in all those years?
I haven't.
Do you know the boots has gone in there?
It's criminal.
Do you know the bar and terminal one where you can go upstairs and the smokers have a smoking area? That's all been done up now. It's all different.
Oh, my God.
It's all changed. There's a whole food hall, isn't there?
There is.
And did that go into Terminal 2 or 1 where you order up at the screens?
Oh, yeah. It's all changed. Listen, girl.
A lot to learn.
We want to sort you out. We want to get you to Fuerteventura. Are you familiar with the game?
I am, unfortunately.
All right. Let's explain this to you as clearly as possible. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. There are five songs in front of us we want to play for you. You need to guess the five songs and artists as in their song name and the artist's name within 25 seconds. Do that. You win the Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, like if it's a collaboration, don't worry about listing all of them. Save your time. Just shout out one artist on the song.
And there is no skipping or passing, but there is a swap, okay, Fran? So if you don't know the song, you can shout the word swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you're stuck on. You only get one swap, so do use it wisely, and you cannot swap the final song, okay? We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but just to say again, you only need to name one artist if it is a collab. And when you do get a song and artist correct, we will pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that sound good, Fran?
Okay.
All right, girl. We're wishing you the very best of luck. If you listen to Spin a lot, this should be a walk in the park for you because these are all songs that you'd hear on the station, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm really bad at song names.
Oh, great. Good start.
You've got to believe in yourself, Fran.
Do it for Terminal 1. Emma Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket, playing with Fran and Song 1, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good.
He just said the name of the song.
It was the first thing he said, and he's the lad who flips all the time. Well. But if you don't know it, say swap.
Hope you're doing well.
Say swap, Fran.
Oh, swap.
Okay, very good.
Okay, you're in the swing of it now, all right? Your swap has been used. That won't be available again, but we're back to a brand new game because 25 seconds are going back on the clock. And we have a brand new song, one for you, which is about to play in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman.
By who? Ginger Lad.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Ooh. Very good.
Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl, we got there.
Very good. Now, that one took you 10 seconds, Fran, but you did know it. So you've got 15 seconds left for the next four songs. So if you try and get the names out a little bit quicker than that, we'll be absolutely laughing. You have no swap left, okay? So just, just go for it. Go
deep
for gold.
And think of that sunshine on your skin. Song 2 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You know I'm impatient. So why would you leave me waiting outside this
station? Any ideas, Fran?
It was like -4 degrees and I
know.
It's
What's the Song? What's the House When You Don't Clean It? 3, 2, 1. Ah, sorry, Fran.
You were right when you said you're not very good at songs.
I'm really terrible at songs.
Oh, Fran, we're sorry. But hey, did you have fun?
I did. Thanks so much for ringing.
Let's,
of course.
Forget about the holiday. Let's send you off to the cinema, yeah? We'll send you out a pair of IMC cinema passes, okay?
Yeah, brilliant.
All right,
brilliant. It's a holiday in itself.
Have a nice day, and thanks for giving it a go.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Fran.
Bye. Another chance for you to win. All but thanks to Sunway.ie on tomorrow morning's show. If you want to enter, throw us over the word golden in a WhatsApp.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, this is my moment. This is my perfect moment with you. Hello. Today on the segment, we are talking about baby names. We were actually talking about this with Dave a bit while you were away, Emma, because the tradwife influencer Nara Smith, she's pregnant again. Do you know her? She makes chewing gum and stuff from scratch. She makes sun cream from scratch.
I need to get back on TikTok. I don't know what's going on in the world.
When her children want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, she gets out her sourdough starter, makes the bread from scratch, harvests the peanuts and grinds down the raspberries to make jam. She's living that trad wife life, and we were talking about baby names because she's pregnant again. Her existing kids are called Rumble, Slim, Easy.
Imagine
Whimsy
pressure
Lou.
Being called Slim.
I know.
I'd be
Slim
furious.
Easy. See, I think it's because they have a boring second name, Smith, so they really tried to jazz it up.
Slim Smith.
Yes.
Like Slim Shady.
Kind of. Today we're here to talk about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox's baby. So Megan gave birth a few months ago, but Machine Gun Kelly, in his traditional chaotic manner, has taken to Instagram to reveal the baby's name, or as he calls the baby, their little celestial seed. Also,
he's a very strange man.
That is putting it lightly. So the baby's name... Saga Blade Fox Baker.
Saga Blade. Fox Baker.
Yeah.
Imagine if your first name was Saga.
Saga.
It sounds like you're just drama.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, tell me the whole saga. Oh, it was some saga in town the other night trying to get home from town. Like, when I think of saga, I think of people going, oh, lads, trying to get home from town last Saturday night. What a saga.
It was an absolute saga. It's
or
a never-ending story.
Saggy booby or saggy
that's unfortunate.
Arse
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and then you hit them with the blade to say, no sagging here.
Don't mess with me.
No. So it's interesting you say that. A lot of people are picking up on saga as a very appropriate name for such an on-again, off-again couple. Mm. Who, like, their relationship in itself is a bit of a saga. So I was kind of thinking, what would be some other good names for a baby that is the result of an on-again, off-again kind of relationship like that? So an obvious one, of course, is Situationship Fox Baker.
Yeah, very good.
I think it's pretty good. Mm. They could go for this for their second child, Talking Stage Fox Baker, because it's good for their early development as well.
Mm. Mm.
You know when someone's just kind of like leading you up the garden path, you don't know where you stand with them. Breadcrumb Fox Baker.
Yeah, yeah.
For when people are breadcrumbing. You know when someone just mysteriously stops texting you back and you just kind of don't know if they've died, you don't know if they've fallen off the face of the earth. Battery died Fox Baker. And of course, my personal favourite, You Up Fox Baker.
This whole time I was thinking of You Awake Fox
Baker. When is You Awake? Or as I've gotten before, Are You Alive and Kicking? That was my You Up text I've gotten before.
What time was that?
And I did text back. It was at 3. This was a long time ago.
And were you alive and kicking?
I unfortunately was.
Were you?
Yeah.
You weren't doing much kicking though, I'd say, were you?
I wasn't after that.
You weren't kicking. You weren't kicking anyone out of that bed.